you guys know that that song was originally given to Britney as a retaliation for Cry Me a River?
Mike, you've told me that like 7 times.
I haven't told Karen that, have I?
I don't know.
Rachel Stevens, Sweet Dreams by LAX, yeah.
I like your diplomatic answer. I am your friend through thick and thin, AD. Pick and pin.
I don't care. I don't care. That was Karen's favourite thing to say to me. What was it last week? I would ask her, I don't care. I don't
it's
care.
Should
I wear this or this? I don't care.
That was your response. It's like soft dilemma.
Oh my gosh.
Karen couldn't choose between, what was it, the Pocahontas socks?
No, it was Little Mermaid socks and Tigger socks. I had to get them at the 2 euro shop because my feet were wet and that's the only socks they had.
Okay.
Oh, I like that there's a reason.
Yes, yes.
Have you got another
One did you go for?
I went for the Little Mermaid socks this time.
Yeah, I think that was the one's choice.
Have you binned them?
No, no.
You still have them?
I kind of think they work with your style.
Maybe.
I think they do not, because they're tiny. You can't have that tiny a feet. I'm looking at your feet right now.
Tiny a feet?
Tiny a foot. Tiny a foot. That's not a small foot.
I'd like to
that's
see the
small foot. What are you trying to say? That's not a lady, she's big feet.
You know what they say, we're women of big feet.
Yeah. Big mermaid socks.
Let's stop talking about your feet and talk about someone else's issue.
Okay, so I have a letter here.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll read it out.
Dear Kira, AD, and Karen.
Yes.
For the past 6 months, I have been exchanging emails with a girl I met through a mutual friend.
Is this a man writing or a woman?
This is a man.
Okay.
We have been cyber dating, but whenever I suggest...
Go on, keep going. I'm sure I'll have a lot to say about this. Go on.
Whenever I suggest meeting up, she makes excuses, even though she sends me bright, funny, and suggestive emails with lots of innuendo.
This woman's a man. Keep going.
I know she was hurt in her last relationship. He's met her before in person, I think.
Oh, has he?
And he knows her through a mutual friend.
Yeah, he did say he'd met her.
Oh, I don't know. Come on, keep going.
It was dark. I don't remember.
Do you think she's afraid of taking the plunge again? I feel that if she just gave me a chance to impress, I would be able to bring her some happiness. That's quite nice, isn't it?
This poor guy.
But how can I persuade her to meet for real?
This woman's a man.
Peter B. Worcester.
Peter B., this woman's a man. This woman is definitely a man. If she's being really innuendo-y via email and he hasn't met her in person.
He has met her in person.
No, it says...
It's not
clear
here.
No, they said they met through a mutual friend unless they met on the net.
I think they met.
Why would you... He said at the end of his letter, meet in real life.
Again?
No.
Maybe again on a date.
What did he say? Read the letter. Read the last bit again.
How can I persuade her to meet for real?
Yeah, for real, like a date, not just being introduced
meet
to each
other.
Meet
for real? I definitely think. Okay, well, let's cover both options. If you haven't met her, right, she's a man.
Okay, moving on.
If you have met her.
Which friend. I'm sure the friend would know if she was a man.
This is ridiculous. Okay. If you haven't met, she's a man. Moving on. If you have met, which you have, Peter B.
No, I definitely think
they're a
girl.
Moving
on.
Okay, go on.
I gotta wonder why he wants to meet her. Does he feel sorry for her? Because he says, I would like to bring her some happiness. Is he looking for a purpose in life?
This is clearly a man.
I think we need to hear from Karen.
Look, you and I have talked. She was hurt in her last relationship.
Lies.
He says, you know, a girl that he met through a mutual friend. So
this is clear.
What do you think that he should do?
Okay.
Can I just say, it's the classic sexy innuendo, but feel sorry for me. It's tugging at both the strings, and we know what both strings are.
She's keeping them, maybe she has some other person in mind, and she's keeping them there, you know.
Give me this letter.
In case she changed her mind.
Yeah.
You know?
She's sort of sitting on the fence, really.
Yeah.
She's getting some kind of kick out of the email thing.
Keeping them on the back burner.
Yeah.
Maybe she already has a person.
Maybe she's just not that interested, but she likes the fantasy of it.
Yeah. Because I think a lot of the time when women are just friendly, sometimes men can take that as, you know.
Well, he says a lot of innuendos, so she's probably getting some gratification out of the fact that he fancies her.
Peter, I think it's doomed. I do. Online relationships are...
He wants to know how he can persuade her to meet her for real. This is his question.
If he needs to persuade her, she's obviously resisting. She's a man. Okay?
You are so weird.
I'm not. Man, Peter. Man.